our social ills. Now, what's the cause?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the eye-opening book, Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, Ken, I've heard you say that social problems such as abortion and homosexual behavior are related to evolution. But are you saying that evolution causes things such as abortion?
No, I'm not saying that. But it's true that the increasing acceptance of abortion and homosexual behavior have gone hand in hand with the popularity of evolution. But that doesn't mean that every evolutionist is an abortionist or every abortionist is an evolutionist. You see, evolution isn't really science, it's a religion. Evolutionism is the belief that life can be explained without God. Now, think about it this way. Why is a Christian against such things as abortion and homosexual behavior? It's because they believe that God is creator, thus he owns everything and everyone. Therefore, we're accountable to him. This means that it's God who has a right to set the rules. In his word, we read that life begins at conception and homosexual behavior is an abomination to the Lord. Now, when people believe the Bible is not God's word and that we're just animals, products of evolution, logically, they wouldn't be accountable to anyone but themselves. Therefore, they can decide their own rules about such things as abortion. Man is in rebellion against his creator by insisting he is an evolved animal.
What about all the different races? Did they evolve at different times? Ken Ham looks at that question in a free booklet available on our website, answersradio.com.